Hey there, gentlemen. This is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. It's Sunday night. We've had the retreat this weekend, and I'm kind of worn out. I didn't get my video out on time because I needed to go to bed last night. You ever get tired of the phrase, real man, be a real man? If you were a real man, you'd do this or that. People write about the man box, you know. Do you live inside that man box of being macho and being emotionless? I get tired of that too. I got to meet six men at the retreat this weekend, and I just want to do a shout out to all six of them because they changed my life this weekend. They changed my perspective. And these were real men. These were real men who were manly men. They were strong. They were masculine. They're confident. They're very macho, manly men. And you know why? You know why I call them that? Because every one of them showed up as the most caring, open, honest, vulnerable, supportive, loving man I've ever met. All of them. I wrote an article once about us being the average of the five people we spend the most time with. And if I took my average before I had these guys come for 6 hours on Saturday, and I add all those guys together and I divide by six, my average went up significantly. Because I learned so much, and I opened myself up so much, and I got more vulnerable and more compassionate than I would have been if I didn't know them. That's the value of doing this work. That's the value of trusting men in your life to take some of the fear and self-doubt and frustration that you have with yourself and with women and love and sex and turn it into a whole new perspective. And that's what they went away with. And that's what I went away with last night after happy hour. I'm cleaning up still after the happy hour, which was one of the most productive parts of the retreat. We had a fire, we talked, we made connections to the past we didn't know existed, and it was just some of the most heart-filling time I've ever spent. I want to spend more of that. That's what I want to spend the rest of my life doing. I want to spend it with you when you're ready to do that. I want to share with you the one thing we did at the very end of the retreat. After everyone told their stories and painted a picture about where they're going and why they want to go there, the new island that they want to land on and who they want to go with, we asked them to write on the wall, on their paper, what's the one thing you want to be held accountable for? One thing, just one thing, something simple. What do you want your brothers to hold you accountable for so you feel like somebody's watching you? Somebody's got your back, but somebody's also going to kick your ass if you don't do it. And as they all drove away down the hill, I'm hoping they took that one thing, and I'm hoping this week we're all going to get back in touch and find out if we kept our word, if we did the one thing that they wanted to do. So what's your one thing? What's one thing you would like to do tomorrow differently than you did yesterday? How do you want to change your perspective? How are you going to think differently about what you're going through so it doesn't hurt? Think about it. Send me an email. Just hit reply to this email and let me know how you're doing. If you haven't come to a retreat, if you haven't talked to me, if you haven't been to a meetup or anything like that, this is your chance to be heard. We can do it in email. We can do it by phone. I love talking to men and helping them find a new perspective. That's where your mojo is. Have a great night. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.